Here with your Marketline Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Positive territory across the board on Thursday. Wheat closed the day up double digits. Still not much reason to believe it's part of a broader upward trend, though, says Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic.
The wheat market has been kind of a, I'd call it a sloppy kind of directionless trade. We're higher here this morning, but these winter wheat contracts still well removed from their April highs. You've got a weaker U.S. dollar, although it is a little bit higher this morning. You've got a forthcoming U.S. harvest and lackluster export demand. So we're trading some bigger ranges here, but still, I can't really identify a trend. I mean, I guess you could argue maybe it's been lower since mid-April, but more of a sideways kind of sloppy action here.
In closing markets, Chicago July wheat futures closed up 11.5 cents to 523.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 14.5 cents to 472.25. July corn closed up a nickel to 329 even. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein up slightly, now ranging from 590 to 605. Same on the club wheat of ordinary protein, 590 to 780. Live cattle futures were up 57.5 cents on the August board to $97.92.5. Feeder cattle for August up 50 cents to $134.72.5. Class 3 milk still strong, up 38 cents to $20.21. This has been your Marketline Report. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.